Hello and welcome to Wicked Yoga. I'm Wicked Fairy and today I'm going to take you through a flow for sucking cock. Hop into something comfy and let's get started. Obviously on this channel we do a lot of yoga for penetrative sex, but recently I've gotten a lot of people writing in asking about yoga positions for blowjobs, for giving head. So today, I thought I'd take you through three of my favourites. These three offer a lot of variety, so no matter where you are in your practice, if you're a blowjob newbie or a seasoned cocksucker, there should be something here for you. As always, make sure you're wearing something comfortable and slutty. Yoga pants are always a great option. I'm going with yoga pants today, as I like the way they show off my best assets, but whatever you're comfortable with is great. Also, a tank top or just a sports bra, anything you can move in, and hopefully your partner finds appealing. I should say, this video will be assuming you have a live cock to work with, so to speak. But of course, you can also go through the motions for practice if you don't have a cock available to you at the moment. Before we begin, we'll do a little warm-up stretch, starting with a pose called Ananda Balasana, or Happy Baby. Lie on your back with your knees bent into your chest. As you inhale, take a hold of the inside or the outside of your feet. Open your knees wider than your torso and bring them towards the floor next to your armpits. With your legs bent and open wide, this will give your partner a perfect view of you and encourage their own warm-up. Hold here for a few more seconds. And slowly release, placing your feet back down on the floor. Now we begin. We'll start in this simple kneeling position. Top of your feet pressing into the mat, pelvis resting on your heels, spine straight, hands on your thighs. Obviously, this is already pretty much the quintessential blowjob position. So because we all know this intuitively from sucking dick, we're going to use this as a transition point for our new poses today. First, we're going to rock forward, put our hands on the mat in front of us, and press into the earth. Go ahead and step those hands forward, letting your butt come off your heels, and we'll meet in tabletop. This is a nice visual. We're basically crawling after our partner's cock. Now, from here, we're actually going to lower our pelvis down to the ground, keeping those arms straight and stacked under our shoulders. Press the tops of the feet firmly into the earth. Press into your elbows, grow a little taller. We're going to pause here in cobra pose. Cobra is great if you're lying on your tummy on a bed, for instance. Once you're feeling stable, go ahead and open your mouth. And deep breath in through your nose as you take him into your mouth. And exhale as you release the cock. We'll go ahead and do a few more. Inhale as you drop your head forward slightly onto that cock. And exhale and draw back. If deep throating is in your practice, you're certainly welcome to go for that. But otherwise, you can just go as far as you're comfortable with. Give me two more. Inhale. pressing into your foundation, lips wrapping around that cock. And exhale as you release. One more. Up with a breath. Slide all the way up that shaft. Then back down as you exhale through the nose. That's it. Good job. Okay, push back with your hands and onto your knees to return to our kneeling position. Next, we're going to move gently into wheel pose, so your head will actually be upside down. This pose is a little trickier to hold, but I think you'll agree it has some great advantages. Obviously, you end up presenting your chest, your breasts, very prominently, so that can be fun. Also, if you want to take a little break for a titty fuck, this position lets you do that from kind of an unusual angle. So that's really fun too. To get there, go ahead and gently rock backward, keeping those feet on the ground and meet the mat with your back. Keep that bend in the knee and place your hands on the mat either side of your head, fingers pointing towards your feet. Now when you feel ready, following your breath, we're going to gently press up through the arms and lift your torso off the ground and arch those hips up as high as you can go. Just let gravity pull your head down and back. Don't put any tension in your neck just yet. Let it hang there. Once you're feeling stable and grounded, you can go ahead and activate those neck muscles, lifting your head up to meet his cock, and go ahead and wrap your lips around it. Another thing that makes this position fun is that your tongue will be on the other side of his cock than usual, so that's just a little different. When you're ready, go ahead and continue to bring that head forward as far as you're comfortable. And then with a nice exhale, we'll let the head fall back again. Again, if deep throating is something you'd like to do but have had trouble in the past with it, it might be worth seeing how deep you can go. Many people find this angle to be really conducive to relaxing the throat and maybe getting a little deeper than you have before. Of course, don't force it. Bodies are different. Do what feels right for you. Deep breath in. And go ahead and bob that head. Again, either all the way forward if you're going for that deep throat today, or whatever depth is right for you. Swirl your tongue, then head back and exhale through your nose. Again, up with a deep breath. Hold it for a second or two. Exhale and release. One thing to be aware of, if you find you generate a lot of saliva and pre-cum, that will tend to run all over your face in this position. So that could be a benefit or a drawback for you depending on your interests and comfort levels. Okay, one more time. Head forward. Swirl that tongue. If you are going deep, see if you can get that tongue to his balls. That's a great goal. And exhale, head back. Good job. We can slowly lower our torso back to the mat. And go ahead and step those hands forward as you engage your core to come upright back to our kneeling position. Our last pose today is kind of a silly one, but very appropriate. It's called Lion's Breath. You'll see why in a minute. So from our kneeling position here, we'll start by bringing our knees wide and pressing our palms into the earth, hands between our legs, on the inside. Now just take a second here to press away from the mat. Find that broadening through the chest. Then keep the chest open as you turn the fingertips inside, in towards your body. Again, broaden in the chest. There's a tendency to collapse into a slump. And if you do that, your chest is hidden behind your arms, behind your elbows, really. So if we can keep that spine straight, you really lift and present your chest, and your upper arms sort of frame your boobs and might even push them together if they're on the larger side. We're almost there. Keep those legs nice and wide. Now you're going to open your mouth and you'll cast your gaze up to your partner's face as you let your tongue spill out of your mouth and hang down. This can actually also be adapted into a great rear entry penetrative position, especially for that fucked silly feel. Today, we're going to explore this pose as a more passive option for oral. If face fucking is in your practice, now would be a great time for that. Otherwise, we can just practice a gentle head bob motion, following the breath. Whichever option you choose, take a moment to be mindful of your breath flowing through your nose. As his cock passes through your lips, on your tongue, focus on that taste and feel all the good sensations. If you're able to take him deep, that outstretched tongue feels really great as his balls slap into it. Remember to hold the position, even if he pulls back for a moment. He might just want to rub the head of his cock over your tongue, or maybe just over your face. Okay, we're going to leave it there for today. If your partner came, that's great. But remember, it's about the journey, not the destination. And of course, just because the video is ending, you can always keep going until he blows that load all over you, or in you, or whatever you're feeling today. Namaste.